So, you have a new Transformer script for me.
Yes, sir, I do. And after 5 movies, I think this will be the last one.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You're messing with me.
Yeah, I am. We're gonna be making these movies till we're dead.
I already feel dead on the inside.
Same here, my man. I forget what it feels like to have a soul.
A what? So anyway, what happens in the movie?
Well, you know how everybody loves Optimus Prime?
Yeah.
Well, in this movie, he's gonna be, like, brainwashed and turned evil.
Oh, wow, that actually sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah, and so then after that, you know, he's barely gonna be in it.
Oh, interesting choice.
Yeah, because I thought, hey, what if Optimus Prime was evil? And then that's as far as that thought went.
Fair enough. Is it gonna be hard to turn him nice again?
No. Super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Really?
Yeah, well, Bumblebee goes, hey, Optimus, it's me, Bumblebee. And so, you know, that does the trick pretty much immediately.
Great, so what happens in the movie?
Same old.
Same old?
Yeah, you know, everybody wants to get their hands on a thing that can destroy the Earth, and this time it's a staff.
Ooh, staffs are tight.
Yeah, but this isn't just any staff. It's Merlin's staff.
Merlin? Like the legendary wizard Merlin?
That's right.
How does that work?
Well, essentially, we're gonna say that Transformers have been on Earth for thousands of years. And so every legend or historical event has to do with them in some way.
But didn't we say in the first movie that the Transformers came to Earth to find the Allspark?
We did say that.
Well, then maybe you should find a way to respect the mythology that you yourself established.
But I don't want to do that.
Okay, it's fine.
Okay, good.
Any other new stuff I should know about?
Well, there's a little kid named Isabella in this one.
Oh, what does she do?
Practically nothing.
Huh.
Also, the Earth is a Transformer.
What?
The Earth is a Transformer, I don't know.
What?
I mean, full disclosure, I kinda let my 5-year-old nephew write part of this one.
Oh, you did? That's cute.
Yeah, he actually had some good ideas.
Like what?
Like, for example, he says that the army guys go pew 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 pew. And I thought that was really good.
Oh, the army guys go pew 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 pew. I like that.
It does make sense if you think about it.
And are we gonna do anything new in the Transformers fight scenes?
No, not really. It's still gonna look like you toss some electronics in a wood chipper and just kinda watch that for a while.
Very cool.
And hey, I was thinking... never mind.
What is it?
Nah, it's dumb.
No, come on, tell me.
Well, I thought it'd be cool to get, like, a really well-respected actor in this one, but it's, like, the 5th Transformers movie, so it's gonna be impossible to do that.
Actually, super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Hey, I say that.
Oh, I've literally never heard you say that. Anyway, we could get pretty much any actor we want with this technique I learned from the Russians.
Oh, really?
They call it kompromat.
What's that about?
Basically, you just get your hands on some compromising material about someone, and then you could get them to do whatever you want.
Oh, so like blackmail.
Yeah, right.
Wow, people do that in Hollywood?
Oh, yeah. How do you think they got Al Pacino to do Jack and Jill? Or Robert De Niro to do Rocky and Bullwinkle? Or Al Pacino and Robert De Niro to do Righteous Kill? Or Robert De Niro to do Shark Tale? Or Robert De Niro to do Little Fockers? Or Robert De Niro to do The Comedian, or Robert De Niro to do Dirty Grandpa.
Wow, they must have a lot of dirt on De Niro.
Oh yeah, he's done some stuff.
So who do you want to blackmail to be in this movie?
You know who I bet I can get some dirt on?
Hey guys, Ryan here. Hope you liked that pitch. We have a lot more on the channel, so be sure to check those out. And maybe subscribe, I don't know. Also, let me know in the comments section what other movies or shows I should do pitches for. You can also check out ScreenRant.com for the latest movie and TV news. Thanks for watching, guys. Check in next Saturday for a new pitch. Bye-bye.